Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. Business update with Gulish Ufupi on Kaya 959.
She brings you Kaya Biz Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. Gugu, basically, there is a new platinum mining company. Well, not really new, but it's Anglo Platinum, what used to be known as Amplats. New name.
New name definitely reminds me of that song, that brand new, but not entirely, just in terms of the name and the branding. But Valterra Platinum was formerly known as Anglo-American Platinum, and it officially made its debut on the JSC just yesterday morning. Much celebration and jubilation, as now there's some sense of clarity as to how this will essentially be an independently run platinum mining company in South Africa. Now, we spoke to the CEO on Kaya Biz last night, and just for clarity and context, he did give us a lot more detail about the focus in South Africa, the use of PGM metals, and of course, the strong trade activity that they still hope will be a key driver for their growth, especially on the rise of the commodity price cycle regarding platinum group metals at the moment. One thing that we also do just need to add for context for many South Africans who have raised some concerns around Anglo divesting from many of its South African operations is that this is part of their strategy. On a bigger context of things, many have actually tried to link this to the potential buyout that we actually saw from other mining houses, in particular BHP Billiton, which at some point had actually tried to take over Anglo's operations, but had insisted that one of the conditions was for them to divest from their South African operations. So Anglo essentially deciding to move and domicile some of its businesses back in the UK in terms of a secondary listing is not new. They've done this previously with their coal assets, which we now know as a business independently known as Thungela Resources, which is also listed on the JSE, and Anglo Gold. Whilst they are head or quartered still in South Africa, but essentially they have divested from all of their gold mining assets in South Africa. So nothing, I guess, new, but really just a shift and a change in strategy, and also offering some investors an alternative just in terms of the operational structure of the business going forward.
Yep, even with iron ore. But let's move on. There's a consortium that we spoke about here on Caesar World about a week and a half ago already, right? And this consortium has come out and they've won the bid to operate the National Lottery. This consortium is made up of various business people. Two that I'll mention, Ubiu Kwabini, Sandile Zungu, and then Uba Moses Tembe. This matter is already litigious. And why this matter is already in court is because people feel that these two individuals are politically exposed and that this bid was not free and fair. What can you tell us about this?
I'm glad you've touched on a contentious issue because it's certainly one particular story that's been highly talked about in the last few days and more so in the last few hours. But the clarity we have from the Department of Trade, Industry and Competition so far in a statement that they shared yesterday is that CZ Kaya Holdings has been awarded the fourth National Lottery and Sports License holder. Essentially, previous holders of this have been the likes of Ituba, Gidani, as well as Utingo, who essentially run the National Lottery in terms of the technology, how the capital is actually rolled out, and of course, key strategic partners that they work with as beneficiaries of the National Lotteries Commission. From what we understand, there's still a lot that's in the headlines, but more so a lot happening in the background. We've reached out to all the major parties to actually speak to them on Kaya Biz. For the moment, we do understand that there's still ongoing conversations taking place in boardrooms. But here's what we know so far. As you've mentioned, highly litigious. There's ongoing court cases where Ituba actually wants to contest the allocation and awarding of the license to CZ Kaya. At the same time, many questions have been raised about this readiness and the transition between Ituba as well as CZ Kaya. The National Lotteries Commission itself actually believes that CZ Kaya might actually need 8 to 9 months to prepare itself, but also is looking at some kind of extension in terms of the temporary license that they would like to see Ituba being awarded. At the same time, many have raised red flags around Ituba receiving multiple extensions to this particular award. The likes of Winanjalo have also wanted to contest this in court. And at the same time, we've obviously seen the political uproar with regards to this particular story. If anything, it's one that's highly contested and talked about. But as you mentioned, definitely one that we will continue to follow up on Kaya Biz, just in terms of getting further detail on the facts and, of course, the processes going forward and what impact they'll have on the South African public.
Yeah, the HCI Group was something that I mentioned on the show as well. We're one of the bidders, and they're also taking this matter to court. And the EFF has already voiced their concern. So, siyobona ukuthi uzalangumuni. What are the markets saying?
Market so far, well, been a bit of a mixed bag because it is still results season. So, quite a few companies will be up with further updates. 93,868 points is where we'll open up from for the all-share index. Currency-wise, bear in mind that we do have the repo rate announcement today. It's not anticipated to really shift the markets or the currencies at all, but might have a minor impact in how we as South Africans do see and, I guess, translate the interest rate decision. 17.96 is where we're trading to the US dollar, 24.13 to the British pound, and now at 20.19 against the euro.
Thank you very much. She brings Ikhaya Biz, Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m.
Business Update with Gunesh Ufupi on Kaya 959. If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.